This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in a post-budget webinar on employment via video conferencing today. The key themes of this webinar include investing in people, the economy, and the innovation. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering on this occasion, and this webinar will foster the collaboration among the people, the industry, the academia, the citizens, and the encouraging discussions to help translate the transformative budget announcements into effective outcomes. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country has consistently demonstrated its commitment to reforms, financial discipline, transparency, and the inclusive growth over the past 10 years. He was addressing on a post-budget webinar yesterday held on the MSME as the engine of growth, manufacturing, the exports and the nuclear energy missions, the regulatory information and investment and ease of doing the business reforms.
बीते 10 वर्षों में भारत ने लगातार reforms, financial discipline, transparency और inclusive growth को लेकर अपनी प्रतिबद्धता दिखाई है. कंसिस्टेंसी और रिफॉर्म्स का एश्योरेंस एक ऐसा बदलाव है जिसकी वजह से हमारी इंडस्ट्री के भीतर नया आत्मविश्वास आया है.
The Prime Minister pointed out that the stable policy and a good business environment are pivotal for development. Highlighting the various measures taken on to facilitate the ease of doing business in the country, Mr. Modi said that the government implemented a Jan Vishwas Act and introduced the concept of simplified income tax by reducing the compliances. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the national goal is to make India a developed country before the end of the first half of this century. In the concluding remarks on a two-day visitors conference at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening, the president said, to achieve this goal, all stakeholders of educational institutions and the students would have to come forward with a global mindset. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, met with the Home Secretary of the United Kingdom, Yvette Cooper, in London yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that during this meeting, both the sides discussed the flow of talent, the people-to-people exchanges, and the joint efforts in tackling the trafficking and extremism. Dr. Jaishankar, who is on a visit to the United Kingdom, also met the Secretary of the State for Department of Business and Trade of UK, Jonathan Reynolds, and discussed the process of free trade agreement talks between the two countries. The fourth India-Vietnam Policy Planning Dialogue was held in New Delhi yesterday. The dialogue enabled both the sides to share their views on the various regional and global issues, including the recent developments in the Indo-Pacific, functioning the multilateral institutions, and the development priorities of the Global South. The Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, the Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Pralhar Joshi, flagged off the first ever trials of hydrogen-powered heavy-duty trucks in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Gadkari said that the hydrogen is the fuel of the future, with the immense potential to transform India's transportation sector by reducing the emissions and enhancing the energy self-reliance. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has presented a plan to boost Europe's defense industry and increase the military capabilities. Briefing the media in Brussels about the plan, the EU chief said that Europe is in the era of rearmament and this region is ready to massively boost its defense spending. She said that the plan, dubbed as the rearm Europe, has mobilized over $841 billion in defense spending. Ms. von der Leyen has outlined the 5-point plan on the critical time of the future of Europe's security. In men's cricket, India stormed into the final of ICC Champions Trophy, defeating Australia by 4 wickets in Dubai last evening. Chasing a target of 265, the men in blue successfully overhauled the total, scoring 267 for 6 in 48.1 overs in the first semi-final. Virat Kohli, who top scored with 84 of 98 balls, was named the player of the match. In the second semi-final, New Zealand will face South Africa. And that is the end of this news bulletin.